Hello, thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life, episode 26, the Laughing Edition. That's going to be today's Positive Thursday topic, everyone. People don't stumble over their words or repeat the same thing more than one time and not realize it. Have that ever happened to y'all before? I know it has, especially when drinking. You skip words, right? All right, I have a question. I'm going to get serious, everyone. I have a question to ask each one of you listeners. What is your favorite simple dish to cook and eat? And what do y'all think is the top simple foods that people are making at home during this coronavirus epidemic? Beep! A can of soup, like chicken noodle soup. Tomato soup that takes less than 5 minutes to make. And for you parents that have kids, soup and sandwiches, you can't go wrong when you make that for our kids. Do y'all remember having soup and sandwiches for dinner growing up? I know I did. I remember growing up and my mom, she used to make it when she didn't feel like cooking. She used to make it for me and my sisters. And it used to be good. La la wee. I have a list of 12 simple breakfast dishes to make at home for y'all, for each one of you that y'all can make at home and eat, or either buy. When y'all buy, you know how when you buy stuff off the market, you can make it at home fast, or even cook it up really fast if you don't feel like cooking, but you cook it anyway. So now, since like a lot of people are home or have some simple breakfast things that each one of you can make. The first one I have is the Thomason Raisin Bagels. Pop it in the toaster for like 1 second. Boom. All done. Put some butter on there. Some cream cheese on there. Whatever you prefer. But to be honest with y'all, I love me some cream cheese on my bagel. And if you want to get very creative with the Thomason Raisin Bagel, why not use it to make some French toast? It is so good and low in calories. You can find a Thomason Raisin Bagel at any market near you. And if it's any bread left, because people been buying the bread like crazy. And speaking of the Thomason Raisin Bagels, Thomason Raisin Bagels, everyone. I usually make my French toast out of that. That's why I'm recommending to y'all. Not because I make it, but it's something different. That y'all would like, y'all can try, because I love to share recipes. And after this podcast, I would love for y'all to send me a message on this podcast or email me and tell me about some of y'all simple recipes, breakfast recipes that y'all like, and lunch and dinner. I would love that. I'm open to that. Very open. Okay, moving forward, everyone. So how's the weather where each one of you at? Is it warm? Is it cold? Here in Philly, the weather been kind of like tricky a little bit. You know, today it was windy and it rained. It's like unpredictable. But, you know, we're in the month of April. So in April, the weather is like, it can be crazy. I don't know how the weather where y'all at. Is it sunny? Is it warm? Is it snowing? I mean, how's the weather? And speaking of weather, everyone, Easter is coming up this Sunday. And I know a lot of churches are closed. I know people usually go to church on Sunday. Do y'all have any Easter plans? Like, do y'all plan on making like a dinner for your family? Because I know a lot of people, they get together for Easter and they have like family gatherings. I know that's what I used to do with my family. But now, since my kids are older, like my daughter, she's already out the house. She lives in a different state. But I usually just cook. I'm going to cook something anyway, and I'm off of work. So I want to know, what are y'all cooking good? What simple meals are y'all making for your Easter dinner for those who celebrate Easter, or just going to be cooking just for the hell of it? Gonna go into a quick commercial break, everyone, and I'll be back. And remember, you don't have to have a party for it to be Friday or the weekend. We can have a party this Positive Thursday. Positive Thursday. Let's go.
It takes you to the next thing to go right. reason why I'm mad, I don't know, so let's go, cause I got an idea that I wanna share. You don't like it, so what? I don't care. I'm number one, go uno, I like punk. Bring all the suckers, cause all of them I'll stomp. Won't neglect, but I will protect. All of my followers, cause all I want is respect. I'm not a boxer, but the man who rocks her. A slick brother that can easy out boxer. Cause I'm Bob, the last name Basic. And over mic, I'm known to be the freshest. So let's start, this shouldn't be too hard. I'm not a sucker, so I don't need a bodyguard. I won't guess where bulletproof vest. Don't smoke Buddha, can't stand sex, yes.
This commercial break is brought to you by Zoe Flower Healthy Foods On The Go. Check out Zoe Flower Healthy Foods On The Go every Wednesday on Zoe Flower YouTube page. I am back, y'all. How was that commercial break? Makes you want to dance, makes you want to go out. After this coronavirus epidemic, you know, breakthrough, and they open up all the stores and bars and clubs, it's on. I'm out. And I know many of you, y'all ready. And I know in some areas they opening up different places, but you know, we still have to practice social distance, you know, because I think it's going to take a little longer for everything to. Living the vegan life is super damn fun. It can help you live a longer life. You have so much energy. You may feel like you are a superhero like Batman or Wonder Woman. That's what I felt like I was Wonder Woman when I started to live the vegan life, and which I started to get very serious about my health back in 2017 when I was weighing 224 pounds. I was killing myself slowly with eating foods that wasn't good for me. My stomach was so big. It looked like someone took an air pump and filled my stomach up with it. I was like a human balloon. But on a serious note, y'all, I made the decision to change my eating habits. And to be honest with each one of you, everything didn't happen overnight. So let me tell you how it all went down. I joined Weight Watchers and attended a meeting every Saturday. I went faithfully. And also, I had a gym membership, and I got a training that helped me twice a week. So as I was pushing hard to eat right and just to be healthy, I was facing a lot of inner demons. And what I mean by that, past hurts and current things that was going on in my life at the time. God was revealing to me a lot of different things about people, you know, toxic relationships that I had to cut off. And not only just people, but all the bad foods I was putting into my body, like a lot of processed food that had like sugar in it, milk, soda, I mean, every damn thing. Being vegan wasn't easy, but I'm glad I made the choice to become a vegan because it works for me. And it takes a lot of hard work, and all my hard work paid off by taking baby steps. As I started to lose a pound here and there by going to Weight Watchers meeting every Saturday and getting the extra support needed and being surrounded by other people who was also on a healthy eating journey like myself. And to be honest with each one of you, there was times I wanted to give up. I didn't even want to go to meetings at all due to fear of change, because you know how scary, you know, change can be really scary. And that was one of my fears, you know, change. But through faith in God and, you know, and everything that was placed deep down in my heart, I just couldn't quit. I had a strong why I was doing what I was doing, changing my health. One of the reasons, and the main number one reasons, was my two kids. And also, I wanted to live a long life and to do the things that I really wanted to do. And also, as I started to change my life, my whole outlook on life, you know, things started to shift for me. And I started to see different foods and everything differently. I gave up chicken. I gave up sugar. I gave up eggs. I gave up fish. I gave up artificial cookies, artificial drinks. I even gave up wearing fake hair. Now, that's a damn lie. I'm not giving up my fake hair, y'all. So anyway, who want to have a drink with me today? I'm not talking about a regular drink. I'm talking about the good stuff. Some apple E&J with light ice. Now, that's living the vegan life right there. Do I have any listeners who's vegan? Or some people who are not, and they just can't give up the cow? Moo! Living the vegan life can be so much fun. Because, let me tell you one reason why living a vegan life can be so much fun. It gives your skin a nice glow that can make you look like a human sun. Like, for example, if you walk into a dark room, you won't even have to turn the light on because your skin will be glowing so beautiful and pretty. And number two, you have more energy. It can be like the road runner. It's time for our first annual vegan and non-vegan race. There's two teams. The first team is a non-vegan team. We have Mr. Beef on the first team, team one. We have Miss Chicken, Mr. Pork Chop, and Mrs. Lamb on the non-vegan team, which is team one. We have team two, which is the vegan team. We have broccoli, we have carrot, we have Miss Sweet Potato, and we have Veggie Burger. The first team that gets to the finish line will win a $500 gift card. Let's go! Broccoli is taking off fast, and Mr. Pork Chop is right behind him. This race is close. Miss Chicken is running beside her teammate, Mr. Pork Chop. Everybody is close to the race line on both teams. And Mr. Veggie Burger speeds past everyone so fast, he was jumping and not even running. And he wins the $500 gift card for team two, which is the vegan team. Woo, woo! We have a mini fight going on. Mr. Beef is not happy that the vegan team won. So he pushes Mr. Carrick to the ground. And then Mrs. Sweet Potato jumps in. And then Miss Lamb jumps in. Bah! And then that was so funny, y'all. That was so funny. I never seen all these different people fight. Broccoli, carrots, then you got the cow, and then you got the pork chop and the chicken fighting. Y'all should see me, y'all. I'm laughing so hard. Tears is coming out my eyes. I've never seen a carrot and a cow fight before. Okay, y'all, moving forward. So do you listeners have any fun plans this weekend? Here in Philly, we're supposed to get some snow. I don't know where y'all at. But I hope, hopefully, if we get some snow, hopefully it won't be too bad. I hope it's just a little bit.
Who the hell called me tonight, y'all?
Congratulations, you're speaking with Donald Trump.
I know damn well you ain't calling, but how you get my number?
I am making cold calls to undecided voters, and you were the first name on my list. Is this media?
First of all, my name is Madea, Mud to the damn D-E-L, okay? That's my name. Learn how to talk, Darner.
Look, media, I'd like to conduct a quick survey with you. Do you mind if I ask you a few simple questions?
Yes, I mind. Goodbye.
Perfect. First question. What is your biggest concern this election?
Oh, that's simple. You are my biggest concern. Next question, please.
Okay, when I win this election, what should be my first act as president?
Oh, I think you should have the National Guard and all the Army people bring out jackets and give to everybody the quilted lines of kind.
Why is that?
Because if you win hell, then froze the hell over.
Okay. Wrong. Not.
This is not a debate, Donald. This is not a debate.
Have you seen my poll numbers lately? Have you seen my poll numbers? Have you seen my vote ever, Daddy? They're very impressive.
Yes, honey. I've seen the size of your hands, so trust me, I'm sure that your poll numbers is not that impressive.
There's no problem with the size of my hands. Trust me, they're big, they're beautiful, and they are fantastic.
Are you done? Can I get
him? Everybody, so done. What, boy? All right, boy. Okay. He's not thirsty. Look, is there anything I could say to convince you to vote for me?
Oh, yes, very simple. Hello, my name is Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
Okay, okay, moving on. What is your opinion on building the wall?
Oh, I'm all for that.
Really?
Yes, yes. I think
the wall.
I think you should build a wall, yes.
Because I want a tall wall.
Yes, you should have a tall wall, a tall wall, a tall wall in a circle around Trump Tower so I can lock your ass up in it. That's exactly what you need.
Okay. Hallelujah, somebody. Okay, okay. What is with all the hostility? Haven't you heard the old saying, if you don't have anything nice to say, tweet it at 3 a.m. instead.
Look, Donna, okay, that's one thing you and I have in common, okay? It's what we both say, whatever's on our mind. For instance, you can say that a beauty queen is disgusting. Ain't that what you said? And I can say that I heard that you look like a pumpkin, so sit outside of my house. The truth is, you look like a jack-o'-lantern that sit out of my house. In this case, it's a jack-ass-o'-lantern. Like, okay, can you please get out of my phone?
Wrong. I prefer the term Trumpkin. Now, look, let's cut to the chase. On election day, will you be voting for Donald Trump?
Ain't no black people voting for you, Donna. Don't you understand that? Lord, help me. Lord, help him understand. Help him understand, Lord. Help him understand. Help him to Timothy. Help him understand.
What was that? Is that some kind of hymn? I love hymns.
My cycle recently just went off, and I pray that it never, ever, ever, ever come back on again. Just go away. I know some of you ladies can feel me on that one. Who still gets their cycle? Menopause, hurry up and get here. I'm tired of wearing 10 pads when my cycle come on and 2 pair of pants. I have 12 rules I go by how I take my hygiene serious. The number one is I buy plenty of Dove soap. Number two, I love to use coconut cocoa butter. Number three, pink moisturizer lotion always keep my hair shiny and not dry. Number four, summer eve douche. Number five, summer eve douche. Number six, summer eve douche. Y'all probably thinking, damn, all those summer eves. Yes, yes, yes. I got to keep it smelling fresh down there. Number seven, dollar store perfume. Yes, I'm a cheap bitch. Number eight, organic shampoo and conditioner. Number nine, dirty panties from a month ago. And number 10, my favorite Victoria's Secret bra I had since 2006. Number 11, my buddy's short haircut wig. Number 12, my mini traveling toothbrush and peppermints one of the ushers gave me at church. I was on my Facebook page and I came across this video of these three guys and they was jamming. I believe they was from Jamaica. Big ups. And they made me think how important it is to be in a moment. And how we have to enjoy life and not be all uptight. Like we the Incredible Hulk. You know how the Incredible Hulk had that tight white shirt on? It looked like he wearing a Tyler shirt and then he just busts out of it. That's how we gotta sometimes loosen up in life. I know we have stressful lives sometimes, but we gotta loosen up and bust out of that white t-shirt. And loosen up. If y'all in your right mind and y'all can have enough to be thankful for. Because for one, you have people that's walking around, you know, that's not in their right mind. Number two, they need medication just to function right. So if y'all can think on your own and don't have to take medication, we are all blessed and y'all blessed. Things are so expensive nowadays. Do some of y'all remember that penny candy that y'all can buy from the corner store? Now one piece of candy that we used to buy back in the day for a dollar is a dollar now. Like, wow. That's highway robberies. Rumors were circulating that President Donald Trump is going to be cutting off food stamps April next year. It's going to be some hungry. mothers on, how many mothers on this podcast that's listening on this podcast that remember when they had their first baby and you was in labor for almost about 100 hours in pain? Then after everything is all said and done, the baby is born. Then a year later, you may reflect back on the time of giving birth and how much pain you was in. And then you bust out laughing like you crazy. I remember when I had my first child and I was scared as hell being a parent for the first time. And my daughter was stubborn. She did not want to come out. So I had to get an emergency C-section. The doctor stapled me up with metal staples. And every time I would cough or laugh, my stomach would hurt. But on the second day I was at the hospital, I went to the nursery to see my daughter. And there's a big clear window where you can see all the babies through the nursery. I knocked on the door. The nurse buzzed me in. So I grabbed my baby, my daughter. And as I look up, I see my mom on the other side of the nursery glass window, standing up and nodding off, sleeping. I was laughing so hard, it felt like my staple was going to come open. Now, that was a funny new beginning, seeing my mom standing up, sleeping on the other side of the nursery glass window. Funny new beginnings when starting a new job can be a little nervous, wrecking, and uncomfortable. I've been there before with career changes. Have you, listeners? I know many of you probably have. And it doesn't it make you feel like you're nervous and you have that bubbly feeling inside? And then sometimes, you know, when you warm up to that job position, you may laugh or you may, you know, pray, say, you know what, thank you, Lord. You know, and especially like during a time where you may be getting trained and your new boss training you and stuff like that. In the beginning, you're nervous. But also when you start to get everything down pat, you know, you start to laugh about it and you're like, okay, I got this. I can do this. I got it. I cannot believe, everyone, that it's Thursday. Time fly by so fast. But, you know, the most other thing I cannot believe as well, too, is that tomorrow is May the 1st. Wow, time don't wait for no one, I tell you, everyone. But I want to ask each one of you listeners, and I'm going to speak from the heart. I don't care if I mess up. I don't care if I repeat the same thing over and over again, because we're all not perfect. And I want to be able to connect with y'all, each one of you, authentically, naturally, and not have to pretend or just make up stuff. I want to speak heart to heart and talk about real things. So since everything that's been going on with today's world, you know, there's been a lot of negativity going on with the coronavirus and people being out of work and, you know, so forth. I just want to know, what's been helping you to put a smile on your face? Like, do you know that the simplest things can help put a smile on your face? And I know that sometimes some people have a sour patch face, look like they have a whole bunch of sour patches because they don't want to smile because their face be balled up. But also, we can't judge other people because we don't know what's going inside their mind. And I had to learn that myself, because I'm not gonna say I was like always been like a real judgmental person, but kind of a little bit, let me be honest with you, a little bit. I just assume things, but I got better with that. And you know, you don't know what another person may be going through. So smiling about the simplest things can bring more blessings into your life. Like, say for example, if you're still working and you have a job, that's enough to put a smile on your face. Because, you know, with some people that's out of a job, or if you have two, or if you have beautiful kids, that can also, you know, put a smile on your face. Like, what put a smile on your face? Is it having, like, a good meal? Or either just having extra money? And, you know, with the stimulus check, I know that people got extra money from that. So, I know a lot of people was looking forward to that. And I know, you know, whoever received it and they got that money in their account, I know your smile was like priceless. And I want to do an exercise with each one of you. Get a piece of paper. If y'all have a piece of paper nearby and a pen, grab it. Or if not, type it up in your phone. So write down each time, because I know that we all have them off days and we all had times we go through our emotions. So what I want each one of you to do is get a piece of paper and a pen and write down 10 things that puts a smile on your face, like instantly, even when you're feeling down. Put it down. You know, write that down on a piece of paper. So once after you write down your 10 things that puts a smile on your face, simple things that put a smile on your face, put that up. Even if you got it on your phone, And then remember, if you may feel in like you're, you know, like you're feeling like you're down or whatever, look on that piece of paper of your, you know, smile list. That's what I'm going to call it. The smile, the 10 smile, the list, the simplest things that put a smile on your face. Look at your list, the things that keep a smile on your face, that helps keep a smile on your face. And when you're feeling down or having a stress day, look at that list and watch how you feel. I do that all the time, everyone. I have like a list I write down. Like I have a, well, this is what I do. Like when I get up in the morning time, I write, after I pray, I write down like 10 things I'm grateful for. And when I'm having like one of them off days, I'll look at that and I'll see it. And I'll be like, okay, you know, I look at that list and that reminds me, you know, that no matter what's going on around me, whether it's, you know, I'm having a stressful day or whatever, I have a lot to be thankful for. But a smile can truly go a long way, especially now, you know. Smiling, it is good for your muscles. It's good for your teeth. Even if you don't got all your teeth. Let me stop. Even if you don't got all your teeth, you know, it's still good for you, smiling. It's beautiful. It's something that smiling about the simple things can help decrease depression, anxiety. I mean, a lot of things. And then, like, if you see somebody, like, you know, like a stranger on the street, you know how if you going by someone and you walk in, well, now we've been practicing social distance. But, you know, just in general, like, if you see somebody and they may look like they down, even though now we've been wearing these masks and you can't see nobody's facial expression. But before the time, even, you know, when this coronavirus do pass, and like, if you see, like, if you're smiling, you see someone that looks sad, you know, that can, you know, seeing someone else's smile, you putting a smile on someone else's face can help you, you know, feel better. Remember, y'all have your, I know many of you have seen the Don't Rush Challenge on YouTube. It have not on YouTube, but on the internet, it's just been going viral, crazy. All these Don't Rush Challenges have been going on. You have the couples, and then you have the single moms, and you have the men. Don't Rush Challenge. It's like when they change, like, different clothes, and I guess, like, some of them, they don't be dressed up or whatever. Then they change to different clothes, and they put their makeup on, their hair be done. So one of the Don't Rush Challenges videos, one of my favorite ones is when I seen, so far that I seen, was the guys who was fitness trainers. OMG, you talking about a simple smile, my smile on my face when I seen that video, everyone. Ladies, them guys, they had some muscles on them. Oh my gosh, they were so built. They were so built. OMG.
Super happy to know that this Positive Thursday, episode 26, the Laughing Edition, has inspired each one of you. Please share this podcast with others, because it is powers in the numbers. And also subscribe to my YouTube page. I really would appreciate that. It's Zoe Flower YouTube page. Follow me on Twitter. I'm Zoe Flower 8 on Twitter. I'm Zoe Flower 8 on Instagram. And on Twitter, I'm at Zoe Flower Twitter. You can follow me on there. And I would love to hear your feedback from this podcast. You can send me a message on this podcast and future podcast ideas. And also, you can email me at zoeflower8@gmail.com. God bless each one of you. Enjoy the rest of your week. Stay safe. And I'll talk to y'all on the next Positive Thursday. God bless.